May 12, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Severe and Sympathetic. Opening prayer. Father, once again, I offer myself to your Son as Lord of my life. Use your word to teach me how to serve him better. Read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Jesus, the great high priest. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Reflect. That person is too severe. It would have been good to show a bit of sympathy. Has this, or the opposite, been a judgment statement you've heard about others or yourself? The two paradoxical attributes of justice and grace are juxtaposed in our understanding of God. He is said to be immensely merciful, and, at the same time, his sense of justice is impartial and of the highest standard. How can these two work together in anyone? Today's passage, divided into two paragraphs in many versions, helps us understand this paradox. The severity comes in the sharpness of God's word, presented as a double-edged sword. It must penetrate the innermost parts of the person, affecting the soul, spirit, joints, marrow, thoughts, and attitudes. To speak about grace and mercy, the writer points to Jesus Christ. He is presented from the human aspect, as a man, a high priest. His word reveals to us, with all severity, how fallen and sinful we are. But as a high priest between God and humanity, Jesus Christ views and watches over us with sympathy. He knows that we are weak. He himself has gone through the temptations we face. He hasn't sinned, but he knows the pain of sin and its penalty. Through him, we receive grace and forgiveness. Apply. Examine yourself. How far and how deep has the double-edged sword, which is the word of God, gone into you? Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, that I can always come to your throne with confidence to receive mercy and grace.